Just what exactly does God mean when he says he's jealous? Does that mean that God wants and desires what we own? Does this mean that it's all right to have the mentality of Cain, who was so jealous of his brother that he killed him? What about spouses, boyfriends, and girlfriends? Are they justified when they take the lives of their spouses and significant others whom they suspect have participated in actions that provoke jealousy, believing that they're emulating God? The terms jealous and jealousy are listed in the King James Version of Scripture 53 times. The Hebrew word for jealous is kana, Q-A-N-A. Some spellings are Q-A-N-N-A. It's pronounced kina. The word is used as a verb, a noun, and also as an adjective in Scripture. In Exodus 20, God says, "For I, the Eternal, thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me." Deuteronomy 4:24 says, "For the Eternal thy God is a consuming fire, even a jealous God." If you would, please turn to the book of Exodus. Book of Exodus, chapter 34. This scripture is quoted a lot in this room. Exodus 34. I hear the pages turn. Exodus 34, verse 14 reads as follows: "For thou shalt worship no other God, for the Eternal, whose name is Jealous, is a jealous God." So what does that mean? Kena is not only interpreted to be jealous, but also means to be zealous, with a Z. Ardor, A-R-D-O-R, is another synonym for jealousy or zeal. It is meant to be filled with righteous zeal or jealousy. When applied to God, it means that God is to be the sole object of human worship and does not tolerate sin. It is an attribute of God's justice and holiness. Gesenius' lexicon describes kina, the Hebrew word for jealousy, when applied to God as not bearing any rival, no competition, zealous, jealous. There are some scriptures in which zealous is the more appropriate word. It's usually when kina is the verb, God is the subject, and the preposition to or for is used before the object. For example, and for these examples you don't have to turn there, Ezekiel 39:25 says, "Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, now will I bring again the captivity of Jacob, and have mercy upon the whole house of Israel, and will be zealous for my holy name, eager for my holy name, determined to uphold his holiness, his uprightness." Joel 2:18 reads, "Then will the Eternal be zealous for his land and pity his people." Zechariah 1:14, "So the angel that communed with me said unto me, Cry thou, saying, Thus saith the Eternal of hosts, I am zealous for Jerusalem and for Zion with a great zeal," or great jealousy. Another translation for the word kina is envy. Envy. To envy means to have a painful or resentful awareness of an advantage enjoyed by another, joined with or coupled with a wrongful desire to possess the same advantage. In other words, the person knows that you have a certain advantage, but they don't like the fact that you have a certain advantage and they don't. It is a wrongful jealousy. It is a wrongful desire. Cain was envious. In Genesis 30 and verse 1, Rachel was envious of Leah because Leah was blessed with the ability to bear children. And Rachel was not happy about that. She wasn't happy for Leah. She wanted it for herself. She said, "Man, give me children or else I die." In Proverbs 23, we are told not to envy sinners. Isaiah prophesied in Isaiah chapter 11 that Ephraim's envy will depart from Judah. God is not envious, and therefore the term envy should not be associated or applied to God. What God desires from us is what is rightfully His. He desires our worship. He desires our adoration. God's blessings should not be taken for granted. He has a zeal towards maintaining and upholding His holy name. To answer the question stated in the opening, is it wrong for spouses, girlfriends, boyfriends, to murder their spouses and their significant others over actions that provoke jealousy? Actions that provoke envy. To take another person's life, as you know, is to usurp God's authority. For God is the giver of life. And to ignore the verse that says, "Vengeance is mine, I will repay," said the Eternal. If there's jealousy in a relationship that you don't believe has been properly addressed between them, then be separate, divorce, and move on. It is not worth taking the life of another individual. There are too many stories out there in the news in which one person is jealous over the other person and therefore they decided to take the other person's life. Happened just yesterday. I'd like to close with the book of Numbers, chapter 25, if you would turn there. Numbers 25. Beginning at verse 10, it reads, "And the Eternal spake unto Moses, saying, Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron the priest, hath turned my wrath away from the children of Israel, while he was zealous for my sake among them, that I consume not the children of Israel in my jealousy. Wherefore, verse 12, say, Behold, I give unto him, Phinehas, my covenant of peace, and he shall have it, and his seed after him, even the covenant of an everlasting priesthood, because he was zealous for his God and made an atonement for the children of Israel." Let us emulate such men as Phinehas by having a zeal for God that would be pleasing and acceptable to him.
You all, please stand for our next. It will be hymn number 66.